local activists say they want to bring climate change education to elementary schools. And experts say younger students can benefit from an early introduction to the problem. But climate change topics aren't included in much of Massachusetts's curriculum materials or learning standards. That's according to a recent study of K-12 education in the U.S. As WBUR's Amy Moon reports, without a statewide curriculum, a Massachusetts student's exposure to climate education is largely determined by the availability of volunteers and extra funding.
A first grade lesson on noise pollution begins with a chorus of toads in a classroom in Revere. It's part of Paul Revere Elementary's year-long partnership with Change is Simple, an environmental education nonprofit in Beverly. First graders Ashraf Saleh and Monica Griss go from riveting to engineering sound barriers that would protect the threatened species from urban noise.
We try to block the sounds out from the noises in the highway.
They put walls so the animals don't hear it and they can feel better.
Change is Simple was founded more than a decade ago with the idea that climate education needs to be introduced early when kids' minds are open to new ideas.
It's really a unique period to educate them about environmental science and climate change, so it becomes something that they value.
Sarah Ewell is a third-party researcher studying the effectiveness of Change is Simple in elementary grades. The nonprofit teaches hands-on lessons on everything from biodiversity to renewable energy with an approach that strives to give students a sense of agency and, ideally, hope.
While this is a global problem, it can also be a problem where they can take steps to make changes within their own life.
The work is especially relevant in coastal communities like Revere that are disproportionately exposed to environmental risks. Dory Shoup teaches second grade at Revere Elementary and says the school's lucky to have the support from trained environmental scientists.
They're learning other things that maybe I don't necessarily know how to teach them at this point or could teach them, but just going to take me a lot more work to like learn what they're learning.
Most teachers in the U.S. believe climate change should be taught in schools. But in Massachusetts, efforts to pass statewide climate standards have failed. The existing standards in elementary grades do include things like the weather and energy, which could serve as entry points to teaching about the climate crisis. A recent study of how much climate change is included in state education requirements found Massachusetts ranked in the lowest tier, along with most of the country. The report was co-authored by a nonprofit called the North American Association for Environmental Education. And it recommended states increase not only the quantity, but the quality of climate education, including topics of climate justice. Some youth activists are taking the lead in a comprehensive approach to climate education, and schools are welcoming them to get younger kids engaged. Today's lesson is climate justice monopoly. And by design, the game is unfair.
If you live in the brown area, the factory pollution has induced an asthma attack for your family member. Pay a hospital cost of $7.
That's Alice Fan, a senior at Phillips Academy in Andover, who created the educational game along with other teen activists. She's playing with Lawrence Elementary School students as part of an after-school program. As their pieces move across the modified Monopoly board, the students face the real-life consequences of the climate crisis. They pay fees for living near pollution or in housing that's vulnerable to extreme weather. In addition to the board game, Fan and her peers created an entire curriculum that they take to schools and summer camps.
We wanted to make it more relevant to our own lives, and we wanted, most importantly, to bring a justice component.
The lessons cover how the climate crisis overlaps with race, gender, and economic disparities. This includes more complex topics like redlining, social inequality, and how students can fight for institutional change.
We also really hope to have fun.
And they do. The class winds down with a Taylor Swift dance party, followed by a thoughtful discussion on how climate change impacts certain communities more than others. It's the kind of people-centered climate education that advocates say every classroom deserves.
The question of like, well, who's getting this rich experience in their classroom and who's not getting it?
Justin Brown is a fourth grade teacher in Brookline who organizes with other teachers for climate justice.
Every student in Massachusetts and everywhere has the right to learn about the climate crisis and to learn about climate change and climate justice in ways that are developmentally appropriate.
Brown and others are pushing for more climate change resources and professional development for teachers. And advocates are writing a bill that would implement a statewide education curriculum after their first attempt failed this past session. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amy Moon.